Yeah, okay.
Well, Keith, I suppose first off, the two captains, are you happy with the model?
Well, I'm very happy with the model. My responsibility in the process and the footy committees and the board really is to make sure that the guys who are closest to the decision, which is obviously the coaches and the players, are fully aware of all of the club's issues around such an important decision. And we went through that process really diligently, and they took it on board. And in the end, it was a really quite an emphatic recommendation to us, and which we were very happy to sort of unanimously support. So
emphatic with you and the club camp, but the membership has been far from emphatic in its endorsement of it. So how do you win the fans back on this one?
Well, I think that part of it is communicating the why. We value really highly the traditions of the club, the views of our members. We take that into account. Don't for a minute think that that's missed in this conversation, but at the end of the day, this is about what is the best decision to enable the football program to be as successful as it can be. That's the criteria that sort of elevates above all others. And I was convinced, having challenged the process really significantly, that there was no doubt about that in their mind. I'd agree with them.
Keith, 149 years, you won 50 next year. Will you be putting a submission to the AFL for you to wear the Prison Bar Guernsey at some stage or for the entirety of next year? I'm not sure.
Look, the Prison Bar Guernsey is really important to the 400 Footy Club. Everyone knows that. We are not at the point yet of deciding how we're going to roll it out in the 150th, but at some point it's going to be prominent, and because it's an important part of the story of Port Adelaide. So how that looks, I don't know yet. We haven't done a submission to the AFL at this point. We're still in the early stages of planning for 150, but the Prison Bar will be part of our celebration for sure.
Keith, the hotel at the Adelaide Oval's drawn a bit of speculation, a bit of fire from both clubs. Can you share your thoughts on the situation?
Yeah, it's an interesting process. To be honest, we weren't really sure. We're still not sure about the pros and cons of the hotel. We don't have any visibility on the business modelling or the thinking behind it. I think we understand the intent. We get the opportunity on March 12th to actually present at the inquiry, and we'll do that. I guess our issue is mainly about visibility. We are a stakeholder at the Oval. We feel like we contribute, and it would be useful to have as much information about the workings of the Oval and the things that are going to affect its future as we can. So we're looking forward to finding out more.
Operating costs was one issue that you raised and that clubs have raised. Is there a fear that it could push the price of membership or ticket prices up specifically?
Well, we're not sure. See, the issue that we're thinking about is what if the hotel doesn't perform as well as planned? Where do those... Does that flow into additional costs for the tenants of the Oval? Now, it may not. We don't know that. We're trying to find that out. But that would be... That's the sort of thing. What are the repercussions of success or failure of the hotel?
Increase in membership be one of those repercussions?
I doubt it. But, the costs can get transferred, from one stakeholder to another. That's common practice. So, but it may not be an issue. We're keen to find out.
Do you feel that tenants such as yourselves should have a bigger seat at the table on issues like this?
Yeah, look, we from the outset have believed that a seat on the AOSMA board would have been appropriate. Now, the interesting thing in this is that when the first Adelaide Oval deal was done, the licences were owned by the SANFL. That's changed. Both AFL clubs are now independent. Maybe the circumstances have changed enough to at least consider it. We'll be asking that question.
The Premier was asked about it today, and he sort of said it's I think he described it as a squabble between the SANFL and the clubs and not something the government would get involved with. So is it something that you'll need to discuss with the SANFL to find a way through?
Yeah. Look, it's not a squabble. We were invited to submit our thoughts to an inquiry that we had no role in sort of asking for. So we've done that. We thought it was an opportune time to put forward our thoughts, and now we're happy to have that discussion.
What are the positives of having it?
Well, I think that it puts people closer to the Oval. That's a positive, but to be honest, I don't have a great sense of the hotel business in South Australia and Adelaide. We're not involved in that conversation. What I'm interested in is, how does it affect us? And we'll go through that process.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Keith.
No worries.
Thanks, Keith.